Now let's listen to the story again in British English. Listen carefully and repeat after me.
A boy came for the afternoon with his mum. "My name is Kevin," he said. Kevin had a can in his bag. "Do you want some crisps?" he asked. A toy snake shot out of the can. "Eek!" said Chip.
"Gotcha!"
cried Kevin.
"Phew!
Kevin loves playing tricks," explained his mum.
"It was just a joke,"
said Kevin. "Do you want a sweet?"
"Thanks,"
said Biff and Chip.
"Oh no,"
said Biff.
"Your lips are blue, Chip."
Biff's mouth was blue as well.
"Gotcha again,"
said Kevin with a smirk.
"Those are trick sweets from the joke shop."
After Kevin left, Biff said,
"Next time, we need to trick him."
At the weekend, Biff asked Dad to take them to the joke shop in town. The shop was full of tricks to play.
"This camera squirts water," said Chip. "How about an ice cube?"
said Kipper.
"It has a plastic fly in it,"
he said.
"No, we need something better to trick Kevin,"
said Biff.
"Trick me,"
said a voice. It was Kevin. He had come to the joke shop too, with his mum.
"No chance,"
said Kevin.
"Nobody ever gets me with a trick."
"I've got an idea," said Chip.
Biff and Kipper leaned in and listened carefully. The next time Kevin came to the house, the children were ready for him.
"Do you want a glass of water?"
asked Biff.
"Nice try," said Kevin. "I bet that is a trick glass that makes you dribble down your front."
"Sit down and play a game with us, Kevin,"
said Chip.
"No way," said Kevin. "There's probably a trick cushion that makes a rude noise on that chair."
Kipper had a bunch of flowers.
"Look at these, Kevin," he said. "No chance,"
said Kevin.
"Those must be trick flowers that squirt water."
Kevin went and stood in the corner. When it was time to go, Kevin said,
"See, nobody tricks me."
Biff smiled.
"We did trick you. You did nothing all afternoon, just waiting for a trick,"
said Chip.
"But we never had any tricks ready."
"Gotcha, Kevin,"
said Biff and Chip together. And Kevin had to agree.